deviants. Welcome to show! I am the Clitoris, and I am here with...
the Jolly Golly Gooch.
The man who does not like wild turkey.
And we are Soldiers at War. We're the Social Deviants. Who are here today to talk about Anna and the Apocalypse? I can see the look on Devo's face already.
I don't know if that's the wild turkey or the movie.
That's not a wild turkey face.
I'd rather have that wild turkey face.
That bitter beer face. You know, I picked this movie because it was it had some ingredients in it that looked like they were going to be interesting. It, unfortunately, it had one ingredient in it that I could have done without. That's probably the ingredient that got it made, which is the musical aspect of it. But this movie is considered to be a Christmas music, a zombie apocalypse Christmas musical. And it made $670,000 at the box office. I do not know how much it was made for. You got to think it was made for at least a couple mil at this point.
They all are, so.
Yeah, exactly. I could not find where this movie was shot.
I think Scotland.
Spain? Scotland? Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be on the British Isles. It has to be.
Okay. I think but the movie itself, it took place in Scotland.
Right.
It's a place called Littlehaven, Scotland, which I don't think is a real place.
Well, it's this filming location here, Port Glasgow, Scotland, UK. So
it's a Scottish production. It's based on a short called Zombie Musical.
Okay.
Unfortunately, one of the guys who wrote it actually died at the age of 27, about 2 years before this came out. Mm-hmm. So I think the short was released in 2010. This came out in 2018. I think he died in 2015. He died of cancer, unfortunately.
No.
So at the very end of the movie, there's like a dedication to it. So that's, I don't have a whole lot of background about it. If there's anything on IMDb, Gooch, shoot. But the last question I want to ask you guys before we get into the characters cast is, can you guys name all the reindeer?
Vixen, Prancer, Dancer, no.
Dasher.
Blitzen.
Donner.
Cupid. Did I already say Cupid?
No.
And how many? How many other nine?
Rudolph's the ninth, I think.
Rudolph. Yeah. So there's Dancer and Prancer and Donner and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and.
Comet was the one.
There you go. I got them all.
That's it. Yeah. I was like, why aren't you doing the song?
I couldn't remember it. It's all that wild turkey.
Okay, so let's get into I can't really talk about the cast because I don't know any of these people. But let's just talk about the characters.
There's only one actor in this movie I'd ever heard of, and I had to look him up because the face was so familiar, and it's whoever the principal was.
Paul K?
Yeah, homeboy from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Was he the dude that came back to life all the time?
Yes, he was buddies with Baron, Brahmin, whatever, the fire sword guy with the eye patch.
Okay, but he wasn't the fire sword guy.
No, but he was his buddy. And he was always skeptical of Jon Snow and all that.
Jon Snow. So let's talk about her. I thought that was her boyfriend in the very beginning. It's not her boyfriend. We find out that it's actually just her BFF.
Yeah, BFF, yeah, best friend.
The friend zone forever.
Forever.
Yeah, the friend zone guy.
That's a shitty life.
Yeah, that's
us. But, you know, this fool kind of was a bumbling, clumsy fool.
Kind of?
For sure.
I know.
I mean, I suppose he was. He kind of made up for it as the movie progressed, you know, once the zombies came out. But he was obviously, he had this one line that made me laugh. That he was like, I'm dressed like a festive legend.
Oh, when he turned all the lights on his, yeah. On his, yeah. That was pretty.
That shit's real, I guess, right? Yeah. You can have lights and.
And that played into the very ending of the movie because spoiler alert, fuck boy turns into a zombie, and there was I forgot what song it was, but it was like they're doing this montage of what's happening at the end of the movie with all the zombies and stuff, and he's sitting there in his shirt, and then the part of the song goes and turn on your lights, and as it says turn on your lights, he hits his sweater and his lights turn on. Like I thought that was probably one of the more funny parts of the movie.
Damn, you didn't think this movie was very funny then?
No.
So obviously, once you, I didn't realize this, but once you realize that that's not her boyfriend, that's just her best friend, you can see why he's tripping so hard off Nick. Because of course she, it's unclear whether they fucked or not, but
I doubt it.
I don't think they did. I think something happened. So I don't remember exactly what she said, but she said something along the lines like, you know, that time when I spent the night at your house. And then he's like, oh, I didn't say anything happened, if that's what you're so mad about. And then, so I think they were doing something, didn't go all the way. She woke up the next morning, was like, shit, I gotta go. And then somehow a rumor got started that they fucked each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens in high school comedies and dramedies.
Yes, I guess they do. Yep. Now, that dude, Nick, was he secretly balding?
Maybe.
There was like one shot where I was like, I mean, fuck, I shouldn't say anything because I started balding at age 25. So if this poor fuck is balding, I mean, the actor himself is probably like 25, 30 for all I fucking know. Yeah. But,
wait, who played Nick? This
dude's in The Witcher. I'm trying to figure out who the fuck his character was in The Witcher.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And he also had one of the worst songs in the movie.
Yeah. That was a terrible
Rocky song. Yeah. What's it called, Devo? The original?
I Have the Tiger.
His song was like, I Have the Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Did that
getting
one.
Getting strong now.
Yeah. They redid it. It felt like he was likable for some reason. He was obviously a dickhead, but a likable dickhead.
He was a fucking douche.
Yeah, he was the atypical, the characters are very, very atypical to all these teen things. Where like it was a smart but yet rebellious a main character with a lovable sidekick that they may be together but in reality they're not, but they're best friends. And then there's this like asshole character that the main character likes. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying any genders, but because it can go either way, you know, you can go either way with this. I thought that part was way too. It was like, God, it was sickening.
You know what bothered me, Gooch?
My problem was that they even showed like there was that other chick, the two actual likable characters, the one girl that was staying with the grandma.
Oh yeah,
and the other dude that was a really aloof guy. I mean, those were two lovable characters. I wouldn't want either one of those. I thought those two were more. They were better characters.
Lisa and her boyfriend Chris.
Yeah, the one that was like that played that was supposed to do like the song with the dudes dancing in the background. I laughed at that.
That song was hilarious.
That was funny. And the principal was going crazy. I'm like, how dare she do this? You know,
it's pornographic.
It was pornographic. I was like, that's funny. I didn't expect that. Was funny. Those two characters, because they're more lovable characters. The other two characters, they're too plastic. The other ones.
So
they knew exactly
I'm gonna rip the bandaid off right now. This movie has all of the tropes of a teenage dramedy. And it's all the worst tropes, and it has all the tropes of a typical zombie movie, and it's all the worst tropes.
Yeah.
And it has all the tropes of a bad teenage musical, and it's all the worst tropes.
Yeah, I agree.
Episode over.
Done.
No. Continue, because there are some pluses to this. I guess
here's my score.
There is some pluses to this. No, continue.
One thing that did bother me that they did in this movie that I see over and over and over again, and it fucking annoys the shit out of me, is the scene where Steph, she first asked Chris to do the movie with her. And she's walking off, and this dude calls her Annie Lennox and throws something at her. And I'm like, okay. I don't know about you guys. I never really saw anything like that ever happen in high school. And I feel like it's so overblown in these movies. And it's so unlike how high school really is, at least for us. And I think, I mean, maybe it's because they grew up in an affluent area and people just act eccentric in these ways. Or maybe like we grew up in, I know me, all three of us grew up in areas that were not, where we're way less affluent than you see in these types of movies. And there's like gang activity and violence and drug activity. I mean, not to say there wasn't drugs at this school, obviously. There probably obviously was probably more drugs. But maybe that the environment overall in high school seems much more dangerous that we grew up in than it is at these schools. So maybe you can throw something at someone. Because I feel like when we were in high school, if you threw something at someone, you're fighting.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? And like,
you better be one of the
fucking
friends.
Who the fuck is going to let someone throw food at them and not fight them or some shit like that? You know what I mean? Like
I said, you better be my fucking friend throwing food at me because otherwise I'm going to be fucking punching you in the face.
Yeah. And if I know at least in Lincoln, it probably wasn't as crazy as Andrew Hill. But like, you know, some chick gets a cupcake thrown at her, like, you know, it's fucking cat town, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's true.
And it just seems so unreal. Who the fuck does this?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Again,
that was the Nick character.
Name
right?
calling, I get it. Again, right? name calling, I get
that
it.
Your,
I had
your,
that
your
likable you know?
Character throwing cupcakes at a chick and calling her Annie Lennox just because she had a short
That's what
hair?
I'm saying. Like, yeah, he was a dick. But that's the problem with it. It didn't feel like that was his character. It was like this one weird thing that happened in the movie, and he wasn't even like that the rest of the movie. It was weird.
I don't know.
No, he was. Like, even when they come back and they're leaving the bowling alley underneath a fucking inflatable pool, which is
they
stupid.
Introduce him as being like the bloodthirsty zombie hunter that's happy and fat and to kill zombies. He was exactly that same character,
and he's shitting all over the friend as often
the
as
friend
he can,
again.
Calling him a pussy.
Exactly. So I
and
mean,
then,
well, the
like,
friend
even
is
when
different.
They take
though.
Off, he's like, "Come on, let's make sure those girls have real men with them."
Yeah, exactly.
I understand the friend thing because it's like, you know, they're fighting over a woman.
Again, it was so tropic. It was like you could tell what was going to happen scene by scene.
Yeah.
That I mean, seriously, that's what it was going
to
happen.
I will give this for Nick. He did make a joke in the movie that makes me laugh to this day. Is he does something and then Anna's like, "Oh, you're such a child." He's like, "Yeah, but a sexy child." Like,
yeah, that was funny.
And like he had like because he realized like what he said was so stupid.
Yeah, that was pretty.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah,
that was like right in the beginning.
Yeah,
that's when he threw that shit to the poor girl that was like the supposedly the nerd girl that didn't say anything.
The blonde. I guess we can call her a woman. I don't know what she would want her pronoun to be, but Steph, she was American.
It sounded like she was definitely American.
So I know the actress
she
is Canadian, and
she's from the Western continent.
Yeah. So the actress is Canadian, and her parents went to Mexico. So it's, I mean, if they're
she's
in Scotland,
North American.
Maybe. And I think they insinuated that they had moved there for something. So it's possible they are American. Or even Canadian.
Yeah.
Hopefully
so
they're Canadian.
So the ditzy girl, Lisa.
Yeah.
When she sang. So number one, I want to get into the song that she talked about. But I don't know if you guys noticed this, but when she sang that song solo, it's that time of the year, I think the name of the song is.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys noticed this, but she, like, underneath her lip, she had, like, these two bumps. And it looked like maybe she had some, like, underskin piercing, or the piercing was on the inside of her mouth or something like that. I didn't know what to think of it. They looked like perfect little balls underneath her skin. Did you guys catch that? I guess maybe not. Maybe I'm just fucking weird for
noticing.
Could
be piercings. I don't know. Here, let me try to look
it up. I didn't really notice
it. She put makeup over them, or I don't know.
I'm, like, looking at, like, her other pictures, but I don't see it.
Maybe it was like some new fangled braces.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. So the song, it's that time of the year. I'm going to read the lyrics real quick here because they fucking cracked me the fuck up as once I caught on to it. And the lyrics are, "Snow is falling on the frosty ground. Christmas cheer is spreading all around. It's that time of the year, but I'm feeling so blue. There's a lack of presents in my stocking and my chimney needs a good unblocking. Come on, Santa dear. I've been waiting for you. Let me tell you. If you're frozen stiff, my fire's burning hot for you. Before you take a nap, let me sit on your lap. There's only one gift that I want to unwrap. When you're near, baby, it's that time of the year. I've warmed your milk and made your favorite snack. So come on over and unload your sack. Tie those reindeer up because you may be a while, and I know what'll make you smile. Let me tell you, if you're feeling frozen stiff, my fire is burning hot for you. Before you take a nap, let me sit on your lap. There's only one gift I want to wrap. When you're near, because baby, it's that time of the year.
We get it.
A couple times. And at the very end, she says, come on, Santa, give it to me.
Yeah. I thought it was good what she did. I thought it was good.
That was a funny song.
That was
good
hella
scene.
Funny.
Pornographic.
Yeah.
That was.
How could she?
Guy. So that dude, Mr. Savage, a huge cunt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A huge cunt. A cunt. And a couple things about this fucking guy. So this fool verbally assaulted her old man a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first time when he said he called him a fucking janitor, I would have popped his ass right there. I would have popped him. And then the second thing this fool said actually kind of made me laugh when he called him a roly-poly pig-faced pleb.
Yeah.
Which is like a plebeian fucking Roman times, which you guys obviously probably know, but maybe the audience didn't. He definitely deserved to get fucking cold cocked right there.
Of course.
And this guy was such a complete asshole. And I just wanted to ask you guys, Gooch, we went to school together for pretty much all the way from kindergarten to high school. And Devo, we all went to school together in junior high. So if you guys know someone, we also might know this person. Have you ever encountered a teacher that was as much of a fucking dick as this guy was? I haven't.
I've had a teacher that like she was such a bitch. And this is in the sixth grade. And she embarrassed me, and like I was not like an emotionally strong child, and like to the point of like I broke out in tears. Like she would like just like embarrass me and humiliate me in front of my class.
What grade?
Sixth.
I never met anyone like that ever in any high school, like lower, like 12 below. I met people like that like in higher education because they think they're, you know, a little bit more higher than everyone else. Like professors and stuff, but I'd like to see the high school that we went to, I would like to see a teacher act like that way in front of any student, because we know students that like literally attacked a PE teacher.
I saw teacher did that to a couple guys in class. Nearly as bad.
There was people that like literally they attacked our wrestling. What, like there was a wrestling coach.
Oh, I remember. Remember? There was a real fight.
Yeah,
like a real wrestling match.
Two brothers. They attacked a wrestling coach. Our wrestling coach like literally like almost killed these fools.
Yeah. he was a big strong guy though.
Yeah,
bulky strong guy.
Yeah, and so I mean like again. Our high school was a lot different than what, like, you know, the tropic high schools were.
Yeah, yeah.
So, there was no way that anyone was going to get uppity with any teachers were going to get uppity with anyone here, because if they did, one or two things. Again, there was another story from our, there was two social studies teachers. One was a hippie. The other one was a wrestling coach. And there were students that got uppity with the hippie coach, and this fool ran out towards the other coach, the other social studies teacher that was the fucking, you know, wrestling coach. This fool came up behind him. The wrestling coach came up, boom, grabbed both these fools into fucking headlock and choked them out. Two guys, just boom, choked them out. And again, I don't want to say any names because
fucking
I don't want to name anyone
asses.
Out. But these fools got their ass whooped. So again. Different story. Like, if this guy would have said stuff like that, there's no way. He literally would have gotten a busted lip.
Did you...
By ladies and the gents in our schools.
Did you... I don't know about you guys, but when he first appeared, I thought that he was going to be, like, some sort of badass zombie killer.
No,
because he had, like, some anger issues, obviously. I was wrong. And this crazy fuck... basically did kill everyone. I don't think he did it with his own hands. He basically let the zombies kill him. And then this fucking psychopath sat down to eat his Christmas dinner just calmly while everyone was fucking dead.
What they do?
Mm-hmm. And you know, I obviously should have seen the foreshadowing when he threatened violence while they were, you know, performing that pornography, as he said, watching the performance. And also his fucking song, I think, was the worst song in the damn movie. The lyrics were okay, but the song itself was really shitty.
I mean, whenever he was involved in any of this, because he was involved in two songs, and it was terrible.
Yeah,
I mean,
his first song particularly, his voice is cracking. Yeah. I don't know if it was the actual actor doing the singing, and I don't know if he's got the singing chops, but it did not sound like it, and it was fucking, it was like, I just want to stick fucking disinfectant in my ears.
Okay, so let's finally talk about Anna. Obviously, she, you know, you have the whole trope that she wanted to get away from her old man. Yeah. And now, at the end, she's like, you know, he's going to be a zombie. So now she's all broken up over it. And now she has to leave him. Like she ultimately had originally wanted to, although now she doesn't want to. I don't know, man. It's just, you know. What are you going to do?
What I thought was weird about Anna is that she's the main character. And she's like, she's essentially the leader of the group, you know, like she's the one keeping everybody kind of sane. But she wasn't like defending everybody against zombies, anything like that. It was really Nick and his boys, you know, doing their whole thing until homies died. But it wasn't until she goes into the gym where her dad is being held. And then all of a sudden now she's this badass zombie killer. And like, it just kind of came out of nowhere. Like she's fucking Mila Jovovich in Resident Evil. I thought that was like when she started like swinging around the candy cane and it's just like, oh God. And then she's singing while she's killing zombies. It's like, oh, come on. Just get it over with. I know what's going to happen next.
Yeah. We took the shit way too seriously.
Yeah.
So, but you know, also I think you're right, Devo. She was the de facto leader because there was a scene right before they went into the Christmas tree shop where they all looked at her to like for her approval before they walked in. I thought it was like, why the fuck are they asking her?
Yeah.
The BFF guy kept saying that like, well, she's like, they're like, what are we gonna do now? And he kept saying like, don't worry, I'm not worried. You always figure something out to do. You always do something. You always figure something out. You always do this, do that. You're the one that, you know, that comes up with a plan. So it was like, okay. I mean, she's the one that led him to the bowling alley. Ultimately, she's the one that was like, you know, we got to go type thing. You know, it was, again, it was leading up to, she was the de facto leader. So.
All right. So let's get into the plot here. Now, first question, Devo, you have a daughter, Gooch and I do not, but let's just pretend that both of you do.
I can show you how it's done.
This guy. When your daughter grows up and she is about to graduate high school and she tells you that she's just not going to go to college, she's going to take a year off and travel.
Yeah.
How do you handle that?
Have fun. Like for me, I'm not like the traditional, like, all right, you graduate high school, you got to go to college. I tried the college thing. I hate studying. I hate school. I've been able to succeed in life without college. And I am an advocate for not needing college. I think you can succeed without it. So I'm not going to force my children into college. If they want to go, more power to them. You know, I do believe, I agree that there are better opportunities for you if you do go, because for whatever reason, employers require this piece of paper that says you committed yourself to 4 years. So if you want to go that route, you want to go that route. But there are a lot of things you could do in life that don't require a college education. Mm. So I'm not going to force that. And I also might be broke at the time, so I might not even be able to afford it. So win-win.
For me, I mean, I agree with Devo. I don't think that you need to, but I would rather them go. I think the factor that she's factoring in was that when her mom died, he became extremely overbearing. Right. About this whole thing. And I mean, I could see where he's coming from, because obviously the woman that he loved passed away and his daughter is the only thing that's left of her, you know, and she wants the best of her. So I can see both their sides. That's how I see it. I mean, I don't know how the dad would be. He may have acted different if the wife was there. We don't know. Because obviously it's obviously extremely difficult losing a loved one in that situation. So how I see it is that I think eventually how she saw it too, because towards the end she's like, "I'm sorry," you know, all this other fucking bullshit, obviously. But ultimately, it was like they both understood each other, and you know, it resolved itself in this under extreme circumstances, which is a terrible way to resolve stuff. But I mean, unless we lose a loved one in extreme circumstances and are left to raise a child by ourselves, we never know. You know, things may change between us, and it may change for Devo too. We don't know.
Very true.
Because it's something terrible that I would never want to wish upon any of us, to be honest with you. So, I mean, it's an anomaly in our lives at this point. It's hard to distinguish whether or not I'd want my daughter to go to a college if I lose a wife while I was raising her. I don't know. I mean, I always want to, but I don't know how overbearing I would become. But I mean, I'm with Evo. It's up to her. Yep. I would like to have think that I've raised my daughter or a son in a way that they would make the best choices for themselves. So that's how I would see it. But again, under extreme circumstances of like losing a partner, I mean, I can't say it because I've never had that experience.
Okay, so fair enough.
Shit got deep right there.
Answers were very interesting. I thought it was a good question. So I want to go back to this to Nick real quick here. The scene where they sort of do the song and dance in the cafeteria, I believe. I can't remember if it's the first time they do it. I think it is the first time they do it, where everyone's sitting in the cafeteria, which is kind of ridiculous because I don't think I ever sat in the cafeteria when we were in high school.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
They barely even in junior high.
Yeah.
Junior high we did.
It was a fucking cafeteria.
Dude, junior high, I think I might have got lunch out of the cafeteria twice.
No, because the problem is it was weird because we had our like the carts that people sold shit. Remember that shit?
Yeah, yeah.
We had there was like Pizza Hut and Taco Bell,
Rice Krispie Treats, and then wash it all down with a Crystal Pepsi.
But every so often they would have like the turkey dinner at the fucking cafeteria, and I'll get that shit. That shit was good,
dude. I told Kat, it's one of my the best cafeteria foods, any school. Kindergarten all the way up to high school is always during Thanksgiving. They always get that big old giant heap of mashed potatoes.
Exactly, that middle school turkey school fucking cafeteria. It was fucking delicious, bro.
Always good.
And I worked back there one time. That shit is like the dried fucking packet.
Oh yeah.
Potatoes, but you know what? That slopped on
pack of potatoes, pack of gravy with like some freeze dried meat.
I love that shit. That's when I would be sitting in that cafeteria. Anyway, continue. I agree with you, Clint.
So they break out into song, and I don't know, man. I watched fucking musicals. I fucking hate musicals, actually. He tells his guys not to participate in the song and dance. So they kind of broke the fourth wall in the movie right there, because that means the character realized that they were singing and dancing. Because they have this thing when you do a song and dance in these movies, it's almost as though the characters do
it's like
they
normal.
Break out in a song and dance, they do their dance, and then they go back to the movie as though the song and dance never happened. And that was like a moment where I was like, okay, fuck, they actually live in some strange world where everyone breaks out in the song and dance all the fucking time, and then they just go back to their normal lives, and it's like a thing.
Yeah. Maybe.
And I was like, the only person that didn't participate in the song and dance was really her dad.
Yeah.
Was the only person.
Well, he did that at the end.
Did he sing at the end?
A little bit at the end, yeah.
Yeah, he had like
okay.
Lines.
But that's a good point, because it's like
that was weird.
It's like not that I'm a musical connoisseur or anything, but you know, I have watched Shrek the Musical, Hamilton. we watched all the Descendants
Hamilton
movies.
Was good.
So you know, I don't think I've ever seen an instance in any of these musicals where a musical piece is happening and then the character's like, no, we're not going to participate. Like it's like they see it in person and they're like, well, no, I don't want to be a part of that song right now. Like, I'm going to hold off until it's my turn to be like fucking I'm a fucking Marine at War or whatever his stupid song was, you know. I thought that was kind of cool, but you know, at the same time it's like, well, Is this like Earth 619 where they just fucking have musicals every 5 minutes?
Musicals.
The first thing I texted these guys when I was watching this shit. I was like, there was two musicals in the first 15 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, and it didn't get any better.
It didn't get any better, honestly. I was except for the third song. I want to get into.
I thought Nick's song was one.
When we get into the reviews, to our scores, and I'm going to elaborate on what I actually liked out of this film. And, okay. There was things I did like in this film. So
my favorite song was that fish rap.
Oh God!
My favorite dish is halibut.
That was terrible.
The two dudes dress as penguins.
Yeah,
and they're like you've had weeks of practices, and this is
he was
what
like
you do.
Four.
And just,
he's like
just
4 weeks
fucking around.
4 weeks of lunchtime practice, and this is what they got. He's all, at least they're trying.
So they broke the fourth wall right there.
Yeah, they did.
And then I don't think they quite broke the fourth wall, obviously, in this, but they got pretty close. So right when the zombie in the snowman costume showed up, which was like the first time Anna and John encountered zombies, or they realized that there were zombies around, because they had that fucking that scene that I'll talk about later. Now, at first I was like, are they going to recognize that these are zombies? Because in a lot of these zombies movies, they're like, oh, are you okay? It's like, motherfucker, this fool's like dead.
And he's bleeding from
the
mouth.
The fool's a zombie.
Bleeding
from the mouth.
And the nose.
Like, I think human beings now in this world have seen enough zombie movies that if a real zombie comes out, we're going to be like, that's a fucking zombie. I don't give a fuck. I mean, there'll be people that deny it and shit, but in this one, he really came on it like pretty quickly. It was her that denied it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it made sense.
I thought that would be like a thing. And so, and they went even further. That this one actually made me laugh, because when they were out filming, they Steph and Chris, they come back to the bowling alley and they're out filming, and he's like, we were out filming and someone screamed, and you know, everyone's like, yeah, the fucking, it's a zombie apocalypse, right? And the ladies are all somber, and Chris looks to John, he's like, dude, but hey, zombies, right?
Yeah,
and they smile and chuckle about it. And I was like,
yeah, that was pretty funny.
You know, that, I don't know, there are people that would do that shit,
yeah,
man.
But those dudes, the fucking nerds, dude.
Yeah.
They sat in a
ball
obviously. Pit together, they have a secret handshake. And then they're like, what about Ryan Gosling? Do you think he'd be a zombie? Oh, Justin Bieber's totally a zombie. And like, I'm doing a terrible British voice right now.
Well, they said Bieber was a zombie.
Yeah, but it's like...
Like it was posted on social media. Hashtag evac selfie, baby.
Those two characters were fucking garbage.
Devo hated them. Devo hated them. I thought that they were funny.
I thought that the one dude that was not the BFF, I thought the other guy was funny.
Exact opposite.
They talk about Bob Downey being could not have ever been a zombie.
He's like Iron Man
because he's Iron Man. Yeah. He's like Iron Man ain't no damn zombie.
The fool's like he's a millionaire. He's like in a hot tub, fucking up with a bunch of models.
With fucking
but the
security.
Other dude brought up the point. He's like, it takes just one personal trainer.
That's
true.
He did.
No, I mean, I think those people would be more likely to be zombies than us.
Oh, of course,
because they're fucking surrounded by people all the time.
Yeah. Unless you're Bill Murray.
Unless they're fucking. Well, that too, or unless you're fucking
he's a thespian, that's why.
Howard Hughes and shit, and fucking in the goddamn
this is the future
fucking hotel room, but this is the future hotel room by yourself. But that brings us to Mary Shag Kill, as he called it, and we're obviously not going to do any of the actors in this movie because they were supposed to be under 18
age,
years old or under. Maybe they probably weren't though. So let's do what he says in this movie. And it's Zombie Miley, Zombie Rihanna, and Zombie Beyonce.
They all have these zombies, though, right?
Yeah.
Zombies, baby.
So
all right,
Devo,
you go first. Yeah.
All right, so you got to marry the Queen Bee. You got to marry Zombie Zombie Beyonce. And then you got to shag Zombie Rihanna, because it's Riri, bad girl Riri, you know? She likes to, even as a zombie, I'm sure she likes to get nasty. And then, you know, even though there's bad girl Miley, but, you know, she got to go.
Gooch is covering his face. Gooch is covering his face. Go ahead, Gooch. Go ahead.
I'm going to marry Zombie Miley.
Wow.
You know me. I like the, I'm sorry. I like the white ladies.
She's got
skin.
A fucking tongue
like
a cow that'll make you go wow.
White woman.
I will, what was it? Shag. I will shag Queen Bee, obviously. And I'm going to have to discard
Riri?
Ray.
You know what that makes you? Root boy.
Yeah.
For me, I am going to... I'm not a big Beyonce person. She reminds me of my sister.
Marry her.
She's the best looking of these women. Beyonce and
I like your sister clamp, but I've never once looked at Beyonce and said, that looks just like my sister.
I agree.
Devo, you didn't fucking listen to what I said. I didn't say that she looks like her. I said she reminds me of her.
That's even worse.
I can't fucking help it, man. It's the same thing with Alicia Keys. They don't look like her.
Alicia Keys does remind me of your sister.
I could say that.
Devo, you don't have Devo, you're only kid, but Gooch, if you saw some chick and she reminded you of your sister, you're not dating her.
I would not. She'd be in the bin, man.
Okay, thank you. But she's the best looking of them,
and she'd still be the bin.
I'll have to take Beyonce. I don't like Miley Cyrus's voice. She sounds like a dude, and it really bothers the fuck out of me. But
which is why you picked her.
Yeah.
I think that Rihanna is ugly, so I'm gonna have to kill her.
Wow.
I don't know. I think she's ugly. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know.
Plus, she said, "Hey, I'm from the island, Clint."
I'm sorry. I don't know, man.
Hey, Miley Cyrus, we all have our preferences.
Rihanna, roll those big old Bahamian joints for you too.
I don't need those. I don't need those.
All
right. Hey, I'm with you, Ish. I took her. I threw her too in the bin. So.
So, the guys that the zombies that broke through the wall right after Steph made her first kill, that was a pretty good jump. I did not expect that one. That was pretty good. I'll give him that one.
Yeah. Well, I figured those.
I mean, you knew something was gonna happen. But...
Yeah, I figured those were gonna. I didn't expect them to. It was like, ooh yeah, we're the zombie guys. I thought they were like the Kool-Aid guys coming through the fucking thing.
Yeah.
So that was pretty funny.
I like Steph a lot. I think she was my favorite character. Like, she was the one that was like, you know, like she had like a troubled family life and what have you. But like, in terms of the whole zombie apocalypse, I felt like she was kind of level headed about it. Yeah, you know, like she was to me the most not relatable, but.
So the inflatable pool trick is a pretty funny one. I don't think I'd seen that before in any zombie movie. I don't think it actually would even work.
No,
honestly,
like Steph said, that was the stupidest idea.
I agree. It was,
but the old lady sitting down on
that,
her head.
That was funny.
That was funny. And then she's like, "What's happening?" And then fucking
and
homeboy
he
had to take the picture.
Yeah, I like that.
And then like, and then all of a sudden you hear
the. Yeah, and she's like, "It's warm."
And he's like, now, "But there's plastic cover." She's like, "But it's warm plastic."
So that answered an age old question: zombies do pee.
True.
But with one more question to be answered, do they shit? They eat, so they have to shit.
Honestly, I think it was wrong because she said it was warm pee. I don't think zombies actually give off heat.
Unless she's a
she was like
fresh
a fresh
zombie.
Like a fresh zombie. Okay, maybe she was a fresh zombie, but they did say it was like overnight that people turned.
True.
And it was snowing. So I think they got that wrong. I was like,
and one thing I want to say about the zombies is I appreciate that they're the slow zombies. I fucking
yeah,
hate,
I do appreciate
I hate fast zombies.
I don't like them because they don't follow the Romero zombies because they're not fast zombies. They may be like a little bit stronger than humans, but they shouldn't be fast.
Exactly. You know, like all the rigor mortis and stuff. Like they shouldn't be fucking.
I mean, they're scarier runners. When they're fast, but they're like these like the ones from Dawn of the Dead. They're like. Like sprinting, like they're faster
Usain
than
Bolt.
Fucking Usain Bolt.
Yeah,
and they have like one leg.
or that one guy in Dawn of the Dead, the remake, had no legs.
Yeah.
He was like then, climbing up
yeah,
and like
he was climbing up.
People,
it was,
like
yeah, it was ridiculous. Ugh. I do like that they followed that trope for zombies.
Yes.
So they did. I felt like they did a little homage to Halloween movies with the Christmas tree store. Little thing, or like, you know, they do like a maze in a field type of fucking thing
okay,
for
yeah.
Halloween. I feel like they did like a little version of that type of deal. Or even, I don't know if you guys saw the sequel to the Doom movie. There's like a scene where they go into this area where everyone has to walk in themselves and get from one side to the next and everyone gets split up and people die and then they coalesce at the end and everyone's like half fucking gone. So they kind of did this thing that you find in horror movies. But what I didn't expect was for John to fucking go out like he did. Maybe you guys did. Obviously, you guys probably did because you guys are super tuned into the fucking trucks.
I felt that they were going to continue the, oh, best friend, best friend, best friend, and then at the end, all of a sudden, fall in love.
Yeah, I thought they were gonna. It was gonna be that happy ending, but in turn, it was even the worst happy ending. So it was the worst ending. So I was like,
Devo shat on this earlier.
Yeah.
I thought that the choice of a candy cane was a solid choice for a Christmas zombie musical for a killing tool. Devo doesn't agree. Number one, did you guys think it was a good choice? And if you didn't, let's recap what our number one choice for the zombie apocalypse would be.
All right. Christmas
themed?
Wait, let me start first. Hold on. Because,
or any weapon.
Because like throughout the whole movie when they first started getting weapons, right? Like there was some ridiculous weapons. Like except for the dudes that had like, all right, so when the dudes like what was Nick came out with his friends and shit.
Yeah. And they
one had a controller.
One fucker had a PS4 controller.
And the other one had,
I'm gonna talk about that.
The only one had a zombie with a steak.
Yeah, I was like,
one fool had a bunch of knives in his hands, and he put them together like he was Wolverine. And he even did like Wolverine kills. He jumped and like stabbed him.
It was absolutely ridiculous. And then
get out of here.
And then
with that
when Steph like was like, I'm out of here. She grabbed a mannequin leg as a weapon. I don't know if you guys noticed that she grabbed the mannequin leg.
Yeah, she used it to push. When they were trying to push the zombies back with that table barricade, she was just using the leg to push the fucking table, which is like a douche.
It was ridiculous. So ultimately, as a Christmas zombie movie, the giant candy cane, I don't know if it would have killed him because it was just plastic. Plastic would just like from all the zombie stuff we know, plastic weapon is like the worst thing you could have because it bends.
It was sharp. They showed one in was sharp. Yeah. I feel like it wasn't plastic though.
What could it have been? Wood? A wooden one?
Because it would have broken.
I think it was solid wood.
I think it was a lawn decoration. You know, sharp on one end so they could stick it in the ground.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I don't think it was plastic.
High school gymnasium?
Yeah, exactly.
And why does the girl who had not fought a zombie before in the entire movie all of a sudden become the greatest zombie killer of all time?
She had it before the gym.
She had it before the gym. She got it in the Christmas tree place.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, well.
It did fit though. Weapon of choice again. We did this before in a zombie thing. I think we all agreed it was a machete. I think maybe Devo had something different.
I think I went with him like a katana blade. I'd like a little bit more distance between myself and the undead.
I went with something different. I went with like a poking
weapon. Axe.
Yeah, no, I went with a poking weapon, like something that
like a pike.
Okay,
like a pike. So I went with like machete. You have to kill the brain. So it was like something that we could poke someone from a distance.
Yeah,
and not have to like get close and like chop shit down. But again, it's hard to find a pike. It's easy to find a machete.
Hard to find a pike.
Yeah, that's why we want a machete.
Easy to find a machete.
No, I don't think.
I think if you're living in suburbia like they were, there's not a lot of machetes.
Yeah, exactly.
Sitting around.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I went with the machete because it's the most obvious one. Like, where the fuck are you gonna find a real katana? It's not the shit that you buy off of Amazon for fucking $100.
No,
because that shit's gonna break. But you can go to any store and buy a working machete.
Devo, that's why when you live in a neighborhood like that, you gotta take the lay of the land and see what type of crazy motherfuckers are in your neighborhood. See what kind of dudes might have a katana and fucking this shit happens. Just run in there.
Why do you think they
could have different rules in Scotland?
Dude, why do you think I keep a solid hardened steel tomahawk right next to my bed? It has a sharp edge.
Just for zombie apocalypse?
It has a sharp edge and a pricking edge. Like a point on the other side.
Anyone comes in the house, done.
Bah! You don't use a sharp edge. You use the other one because that's the piercing one.
Crack that skull.
That's right.
I thought it actually sucked that Chris and Lisa got bit. But everyone's got to die, I guess. I was like, damn.
It was a good die.
I think Devo probably was not, but
I thought that sucked.
And they gone.
Yeah, that sucked.
And then they were stupid though for what they did.
Yeah,
though.
And then the video they showed, I was like, man, that sucks. She's like, you like it? And he's like, yeah. Something. It was emotional.
Yeah. But I actually, go ahead. But I actually thought it was funny when Mr. Savage got killed. Anna, like, gave an extra little couple seconds and, like, smiled at the fucker as he was getting fucking ripped to shreds.
So, to be fair, she's the only person in the movie that has killed a human. So, that makes her a murderer.
Is this true?
Everybody else has died of zombies.
No, not really, because technically, the first death was that fool throwing the shoe at the old lady.
She didn't die, though.
She did die. She turned into a zombie.
She turns to a zombie.
She died.
She was in that bathroom, Devo.
She must have had like a brain hemorrhage or something because she must have gotten up, but she died eventually throughout the night. He killed her.
She's probably dazed and shit like that.
That's a stretch, dude.
I'm telling you.
No, I think she definitely died.
That's along the lines of there are no Jedi in the Mandalorian.
Okay, let's break this down, though. If you say she didn't die from getting hit in the head with that
bowling shoe. How else did she die?
How did she die?
A bowling shoe and you die? You fucking deserve all the work.
And then you know what? I agree with you. It's a ridiculous way, but.
Okay, so Devo, how'd she croak?
She had to have got. I don't know how she croaked, but she must have gotten up because they'd left.
Yeah,
they're not going to throw a shoe at your boss and then just fucking leave her there.
They did. They left her there, dude.
They said the door wasn't closed. Yeah, that means she was there.
The fool walked out. Says like, "I'm so getting you fired in the morning." That's what he said.
I thought she was. I was like, "What do you mean fired? She's like fucking dead." She was out.
She was out. Fool. She must have gotten up.
Sick. If that fool dead. Really thought he murdered her.
He didn't think he murdered her. I think he just
I think they helped her up. Yeah, I think they helped her up, and she fucking they left her wherever, you know. Yeah. But she died overnight.
She was dazed because they even told her that she was a little bit dazed when she got up.
She was just concussed. Yeah. That's all.
Or whatever, man.
She was concussed. So at the very end, when Steph shows up with the car, I thought it was really interesting because there she was like, "Boom, saved your life." And then they did a little Guy Ritchie little homage with the fucking cut of them going in the car, a cut of her hand on the fucking the gear shifter, a cut of the fucking the RPMs revving, and then the car going off. I was like, that was like
very
kind of jolting, but definitely Guy Ritchie.
Very Guy Ritchie. Yeah.
Okay, so I have some ridiculous things here before we get to Kim.
Just a couple.
A couple. That's just a kind of a little bit of a long list. So let's mash through it here. The first song they break into is like a fairly normal song, right? They don't really get into like the funny fucking like
garbage
while they're killing zombie shit for a little while. But there's a little video that they show that Chris was showing to the fucking class. And it was like a video of a dude with a toy shark bursting out of his fucking chest. That was like an alien homage, I think. Did you guys catch that?
Oh, you're talking about when they're like, there's like, yeah, there was like a,
and she was like,
a,
I don't think that's
a shark, the other one was a hand. No, it was definitely an alien homage, like a zombie alien homage.
Yeah. I saw that. And she's like, well, there's really no story here.
Yeah.
You know, you need to come up with something with meaning. And so I thought that was funny. But as they were doing some of the early ones, I thought to myself immediately, because I never watched like High School Musical or Glee or any shit like that. Shooting these fucking movies just has to be ridiculous in and of itself. Because you've got to like walk around in a setting where you wouldn't normally be singing, like sitting at a fucking table on a computer like Steph was, or walking into like a fucking gymnasium and going to sit down. And you've got to be like singing at the top of your fucking lungs and shit like that. And it's like, I can only imagine what it was going to, and I was like, I can only imagine what this is going to be like when motherfuckers are like singing at the top of their lungs and fucking smashing zombies' heads and shit like that. And like, it really was that. And I'm like, I don't know how, you know, there's movies that people make and you go on set like Mandalorian and you're probably like, this is fucking amazing. Like, I can't believe I'm here. And there's other movies where you're like, this is fucking amazing because I'm like singing some sing-songy tune and I'm bashing in a fucking zombie's head in. And then I'm fucking like, you know, it's like a music video and it's like, what the fuck am I doing here? It's like, you know, what kind of fucking movie is this anyway? Like, it's with the Force and the Jawas and you know,
exactly.
All this stuff. And you're like, oh, hell.
Ah, fuck it.
Yeah. It just seems so strange. I don't know if you guys were struck by that because I don't really normally watch musicals.
Honestly, I didn't think it was gonna the musicals were because you told us that it was like a musical type thing, and I just didn't expect it to start so early. Let's just say that.
And I didn't. I
was just thankful it wasn't all singing.
How the movie was made.
Yeah, I was. You know what? It was obviously looked very, very cheap. I didn't want to see. Yeah, well, no, because it was at the same
production value was pretty good.
It was at the same level. A little, I think even the special effects were a little bit better than what. What was it? Bronx versus the Bronx
Vampires?
Versus the
Vampires?
I thought the effects were a little bit better, honestly, because the zombie kills are pretty funny, some of them.
And one thing that was nice, too, is that when they did blood, it wasn't like cheap CG blood.
No, I agree. I mean,
bad.
That part was fine for me, to be honest. Like on the first zombie kill, the one where they used the teeter-totter, I laughed my ass off.
That was good!
Yeah.
That was a great zombie kill. I'd never seen it before. It was an amazing zombie kill. And the way that John started acting, he was like, ah! And the girl was like, I actually laughed.
That was entertaining.
That was entertaining. That was funny.
You know, before that, she was like happily singing down the street and didn't notice any of the madness taking place around her. You know, obviously, you know, you have your Dawn of the Dead homage of them being in like a suburban setting and just all this madness happening.
They did the same exact thing in Shaun of the Dead, too.
Yeah.
But the fool was wearing the same Christmas sweater the next day. So he just wore the same Christmas sweater all throughout December.
Might as well.
And then they were dancing and frolicking through a cemetery.
As one does, I guess.
As one does, I suppose. And then, obviously, you know, the first decapitation. Was that your guys' favorite kill of the movie? Mine first was actually the watermelons, because, you know, when they walked up, like you mentioned, I was like, okay, this fool has a bat. This motherfucker has knives. Okay. This motherfucker has a game controller for whatever goddamn reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
And this last dude just has a pair of watermelons. I'm like, what the fuck are you going to do?
I can't choose the watermelons, because at the beginning, when the fool's holding the watermelons, he's holding them up and he's like licking them. He's like,
yeah,
really like he's never like seen tits before. And then when he's smashing them, he's like, like he's like nutting from it.
Well, that's why it was my favorite. It was just amusing. Terrible. Because they built it up. I was like, why were the watermelons there? And then they started killing people, and he still didn't actually use them until that moment where he fucking, you know, smashed them. Obviously, the other one was the fucking bowling ball one was entertaining.
Yeah, I like the bowling ball one.
Yeah. No, mine was the teeter-totter, because I was like, that's actually pretty ingenious. I was like,
that's some shit that should be in a game.
The shit,
right?
The problem is, like, the shit went, his head, it's not like it went backwards like it was supposed to. The shit it went straight up like a video game. It was like, like when you hit when you're at a fairground and you hit the test of strength, shit went straight up into his head and went straight up, and like a fountain of blood was straight up. And I was like, that is a zombie land, zombie kill type fucking thing. Like, John from Sussex in England killed a zombie from
Sussex
England, so killed a zombie with a teeter totter. We got a kill of the day type thing, you know? So that's how I felt. The other ones were all right. It's that one, it was out there. I never expected that. That was a good kill.
Last question for you guys before we get to Kim Coppola. What is your favorite zombie kill of all time?
Ooh, of all time.
I'll start with mine because I already know what mine is. There's a game that Devo, I think you had it, Devo, and we were playing it, called Dead Rising, the original game.
Dead Rising was crazy, though.
Where you could stick a fucking
shower head
into someone, and the blood would squirt out of the shower head. That's my favorite of all time.
Yeah, that's a really, really good one. I think that's also one of the more creative ones, too. Like, I don't, even in those games, I don't think I've seen anything that's quite like that, you know? Like, sure, you can run around with, like, a lawnmower and mow down zombies and stuff, but, like, you know, just shoving a shower head into someone's brain and having all the blood spurt out is, like, ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, genius.
That's a good one, You know, the problem, I'd have to really think about it, because I've seen so many zombie things. And, like, again, The teeter totter surprised me, because I'd never seen that one. I don't think it's the best zombie kill I've ever seen,
but it's a pretty good one.
It was a really good one, because it was shocking. Not in a fear type of way, that it was shocking, like it was funny type of way, you know? Because
I don't think it's a zombie kill, because I don't think he was a zombie. No, he wasn't a zombie, but it's something that I would see, and it wouldn't even count.
You're talking about the Friday the 13th Part 8 thing. Devo?
No. I started watching What We Do in the Shadows from FX.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking hilarious. It's seriously like the greatest vampire thing ever. But one of the characters is this reincarnated guy who falls in love with one of the vampires, and so like she's always going after his reincarnation. They always like get together, but the husband is always killing him and decapitating him. And the beginning of the episode is that they're holding up like one of the trees with like this like some wire, and then the dude comes in, but he's on a motorcycle. And then, like, you know, they have their confrontation or whatever, and the fool just takes off, but he doesn't see the wire and cuts his own head off. It's hilarious. But, again, not a zombie thing. So, you know, like Lucho said, seen so many zombie things.
That's my problem.
A lot of the zombie kills, they all just kind of fucking meld together, you know?
The things that stand out to me are
the way that the humans die from the zombies, you know? Like,
I agree.
Like in Dawn of the Dead, the original one, in the alternate ending, the main actress, she goes to the helicopter, and when she realizes that the dude's not showing up, she like gets out of the helicopter and sees all the zombies coming on her, and she looks up at the propellers.
Yeah.
And you see her jump, and then you just see the.
And she fucking her head's supposed to fly off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I agree with Devo because again, they're not. I guess they're not. They're not technically zombies. Like in Dust Till Dawn, some of those vampires that are killed. There's some of the best ways that they undead. I guess they're not are living dead, and the ones that are undead. The living dead are the zombies. The undead are vampires. But still, like, the way they die in that movie are super hilarious.
Yeah.
And then like. In Return of the Living Dead, the way that the zombies die, because that one's a more funny Living Dead. The zombies, the way they die, they are so funny. And like the zombies are like, ah, 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 and then bam, something happens. and again, I agree with Devo. I think it's more how the humans die than
I need those sound bites of those.
Watch Return of the Living Dead. That's what the sounds are.
I will say this. Zombieland
had it very
made
good
a really did they did a really good job of acknowledging different types of zombie kills.
Yes,
and
I agree.
And really like highlighting them as opposed to like just making them happen within the story. So
the artistry of it.
Yes, the artistry.
I agree. Because in the other movies, they were like, well, okay, so this is like Return of the Living Dead Part 3. All right, let's figure out how we can kill another zombie in a different way. You know?
Yeah.
And then it became a trope. Killing zombies in like you know with like you know you know walking them into a wood chipper or you know with a bear trap somehow killing with a bear trap in the face, you know, it's they're all tropes that came after so many zombie films from you know the 60s, 70s and 80s, especially the 80s, because the 80s is the one that like turned zombie films into almost a joke, I would say. And then, of course, we had the revival of the zombie film. I would say after Dawn of the Dead, the new one, because that thing
mid-2000s, the new Dawn of the Dead,
new Dawn of Dead, that thing was crazy. That was a great scary film. I mean,
I still remember what happened when we saw that in the theater. Fucking amazing.
So again, I think that was the most revival of the scary zombie film. Compared to what we were accustomed to. That's what we're like. We being Diva, we all went there. Let's go watch Dawn of the Dead. And we went out. We're like, holy shit, what the hell did you just watch? Because it was so different from what we were expecting, I would say. So, again, I think Zombieland, I think Diva would put it perfect. Zombieland, like, made the artistry of the death compared to what everyone else was. And then Shaun of the Dead, of course. Shaun of the Dead had great fucking zombie kills.
When they're throwing all the records.
The records of the zombies.
That's my copy. The only copy of Electro.
Yeah. No, that's Purple Rain. That was that was a first right, press.
So, Kim Coppola, fellas. You guys go first. I'm struggling to think of someone.
So for me, I've got mine, and this was... I think my strongest pick from the moment this person came on screen to the very ending, it would have to go to one Malcolm Cumming, who played John, who was the BFF. I just thought it was over the top. I thought it was terrible. I didn't like the buddy-buddy stuff, the nerdy, like, geeky sort of relationship he had. Again, it was just, to me, that was my least likable character in the entire film, even compared to Mr. Savage. So Malcolm Cumming is my choice.
With the amount of screen time that this person had, I'd have to agree with Debo. Because I thought Anna Shepherd, which was Ella Hunt, who was the main character.
Yeah.
I thought she did a good job. But they shared a lot of screen time. And like when he was like, even when they first showed up, he was like eating that fucking the jelly roll and shit. And he was talking to the dad. I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? It seemed so out of place.
He's aloof.
So awkward that even if that what he meant to do, it was badly done. So I agree. Although I would have liked to have had him survive, I kind of was glad that he left in the movie. So I didn't like his acting at all. Clinton?
I was going to pick Paul K as Mr. Savage just because I thought everyone acted pretty okay. I just thought his songs were the shit.
Oh, okay.
So I was going to pick him, but obviously, unfortunately, from Mr. Malcolm Cumming, you are the winner. Kim Coppola.
Congrats.
So, scores.
All right.
You guys got to go.
All right. I'm going to go first because I think I'm going to probably give it a pretty fair score here because I thought, I mean, it was, I was probably, like, when I first started watching the film, I was like, oh, okay, fine, a Christmas movie, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, 2 minutes of the film, it was the first song. And then 5 minutes later, it was another song. I was like, fuck me in the fucking asshole with no lube. This is going to be a terrible film. And then, obviously, the zombies showed up, and there was a zombie kill. I'm like, okay, that bumped up the score because that was a great zombie kill. Again, a great zombie kill that wasn't expected. And I did actually like one of the songs very much, which was the third song.
Which one?
They first got into the bowling alley. It was very like new wave, new synth.
Okay.
The sound to it. I love that stuff. And it sounded very, it was very, very new synth and new wave type music. That particular song bumped up a little bit more. And then the rest of the movie was very, very tropic. I could not stand most of the rest of the film. But again, it was I like the effects. I think the effects were very well. Like the zombies look good.
Yes.
The kills look good. The way they kill, like when they bit Lisa and I guess Chris, when they bit them, they looked very, it looked very good. And they looked at it like, well, we're fucked, you know, type thing. So I'm gonna give it. What did I give, like, the Bronx versus Vampires versus
you
the
gave
Bronx?
That a
yeah,
six.
I want my score too, Devo.
I give it a six.
What did I give it, Devo?
What?
What did I give it? Just so you don't have to go back to
4.5.
Okay. I'm going to give this one a 5.5. I think the other movie was a little bit better done, but honestly, if there was no music in this film, I probably would have given it maybe the same score, maybe a little bit higher. But the music is just so terrible. It was terrible. Except for that one song. I liked that one song. Oh, and of course, what Lisa sang. That was amazing. It might have been even less.
That was hilarious.
It might have been even less without that song. And the way it was portrayed, it was pretty funny. So I'm going to give it a... I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay, 5. Even lower. Clint?
Okay, so I wanted to know my score for the Bronx versus Vampires. I thought this was slightly better than that movie. I really didn't like the music. I don't like fucking musicals. I don't even like any of the songs, really. Other than the fact that the one, the Eye of the Tiger song was amusing. and the Lisa song was funny.
It was funny.
I still don't like the song. It's just the lyrics were funny. The story was okay. I think the zombie stuff was cool. Obviously, the first cool, like...
The first kill
was fucking cool. And I thought I was amused by the killing with the fucking candy cane, because if you make a fucking Christmas zombie apocalypse movie, you can kill zombies with candy cane. So, you know, and I give it a 5. I give it a 5. I think it was average at best. And I wanted to give it a little bit better than Bronx versus Vampire, just because out of comparison, that I thought this movie was slightly better, a little bit better acted, but nothing to be. I wouldn't write home about this.
Yeah, one. Fair enough. For me, you know, it's not hidden with what I've thought about a lot of the stuff in this film. Terrible zombie tropes, terrible team comedy tropes, terrible team dramedy tropes. I had to look back at some of the movies we've done in the past and be like, would I watch this over one of these other movies? There's not a lot. There's not a lot that we've done.
I'd watch this over fucking Killer Clowns. I'll tell you that shit.
You know,
I'll watch Killer Clowns over this.
I like Steph. I liked Anna. A lot of the other characters I didn't really care for. I didn't care for any of the music. You know, the funny songs in the school presentation were funny, but that was about it. I got what they were trying to do, you know, and like I feel bad because knowing
you should never feel bad. You should never feel bad about giving
some score. Guy who was passionate about the project passed away, and I feel like the
Devo.
Project was made, continued on in his legacy. But again, with all that, like, am I going to watch this movie again? Hard pass. So I give it a 1.
Yeah.
What movies have you rated lower than that movie?
Thanksgiving.
That was about a 0.5 for you, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, that was a pretty bad film.
Star Wars Holiday Special was a 1. I'd rather watch that over this.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, hell no. Fuck no.
I would rather watch that over this.
I could barely get through Star Wars Holiday Special.
Better music.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, I disagree.
That song is
terrible.
I would watch the scenes with with Harrison Ford as Han Solo, in his fucking dialing it in over and over again rather than watching this film. But as an overall film, Clint, I thought this was more enjoyable because I would watch. I mean, I don't think I'd go back and watch this like by myself. But if I was with my lady or something, and she's like, "Oh, let's watch something funny during Christmas." I'd show her this.
Yeah.
Because I think it could be enjoyable for her.
You want to watch something funny during Christmas? You watch Scrooge.
Oh, but Scrooge is a classic, though.
I mean, you show somebody. Yeah. You don't sit down and watch Anna and the Apocalypse.
Well, yeah, but it's different, though. I mean,
you
like,
show
you,
your class.
Scrooge is crazy.
You show
Scrooge
your sophistication.
Like, I would be shocked if they didn't know about Scrooge, to be honest with you. I'm like,
that's like saying, hey, you want to sit down, you want to have a very tasty meal, and then deliver McDonald's.
No, I'm not. I'm not disagreeing.
You'll be surprised
with you.
If you go 10 years younger than you, they probably won't know Scrooge.
Yeah, I agree. That's the problem.
That's
why
you
got to
educate,
it's
baby.
Hard.
That's why you got to educate.
Yeah. So, right. What's the score?
This movie. Let me rank this with the rest of the movies that we've done. The final score ended up being a 3.7.
That's
so
fair.
That's gonna go ahead. Sort this range by the F. Boom, boom, boom.
Because there's some movies that I wouldn't even show anyone, so.
So that makes it tied with Mad Max.
Okay. Okay.
Puts it above.
Fair enough.
Puts it above Pet Sematary.
Oh, I hated that fucking film.
Wing Commander.
That's a terrible fucking film. That terrible film.
For sure.
Captain America 1990.
Terrible film.
Thanksgiving. And the worst rated movie we've ever done, Star Wars The Holiday Special.
Yeah.
I think that's about
because,
right.
Because you know what? I did recommend this to my sister to watch this. I think she'd get a kick out of it. I would recommend this film for at least the one watch. You know what I mean? Like, you know, watches just for out of off the loop, you probably enjoy
it. If you like the Glee and the fucking High School
Exactly.
Musical,
you'll like this. That's what I told her. That's what I told people.
Yeah.
Like, if you like, silly zombie movies and, like, for some reason, a musical or Glee or something like that, you would get a kick out of this.
Yeah. So next week, I'm very excited for this. I'm not expecting good things. I'm expecting another fucking lowball experience. But it's a movie I remember from my childhood. We're going to be watching Chopping Mall. Not really Christmas themed, but it takes place in a mall. You've got killer robots trying to kill teens inside of a mall, so you can't go wrong with that.
I expect a ridiculously probably high score for me because I am a fan of these films. And we haven't done... a couple films that I want to do, and I'm sure you guys are going to hate, but I'm probably going to rate like a 6. So this isn't that in that ilk because I actually love
80s
Killer Kills. I love this stuff. So
80s camp, I should say. Sorry.
You guys have to bring the score down because I love 80s campy, shitty films.
I'm right there with you.
No, I'll bring the score.
You
down.
Have to.
Don't worry.
You have to because I love these films.
Whoa, go in with a clean mind. I came into Anne and the Apocalypse thinking like, okay, you know, this could be good. And then it starts.
No,
off
I'm
with
not
some
talking about this one.
Numbers.
I'm talking about Gooch's terrible ones that he's talking about for the future. One day, I'm not talking about this.
All right,
one.
Fair enough.
No, I try all to, right, I try to right. go in. No, I try to go in with the
it
clean
says, it says it's on Amazon Prime. I'll take a look if
Perfect.
It's not on there. Then I'll make sure that we can all watch it.
So right. The final verdict, go watch this film for a kick, but I don't know if you'd want to watch it again. I think that's...
At least just watch the first kill if you haven't seen it. Go watch the first kill.
I agree. And if you have a lady that likes this type of thing, go... You know,
or
go
a dude that likes...
Or, yeah, to or just a part. I would say a partner.
A significant other.
Yeah, partner or significant other. Yes, exactly.
So there you have it. Follow us on the gram at W2SPod. Oh, I should have said that about
YouTube.
Fantasy TV. I think I'm going to split off Fantasy TV into its own separate account. So,
yeah.
Anyways.
YouTube, look up Welcome to Show, the number 2. Otherwise, it won't come up.
Yeah, the number 2. And you can get us in full HD. Oh, so nice. So
dang. Yeah. You see the full gut.
Very
nice. You can see me do this with my nose.
the flaring nostrils about talking about Anna versus the Apocalypse.
Yeah, and you can watch us all get drunk.
Yeah.
So until next week.
Achtung.
Auf Wiedersehen.